There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. The gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
Welcome to Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT. And this segment is called Queer Music Heritage. I'm J.D. Doyle, and I'm here on the fourth Monday of each month to bring you an hour devoted to our culture's music. I plan to cover a lot of territory in terms of years and types of music. Mostly, I just don't think gay and lesbian music of the past should be forgotten. And I try to give a little information about the music and artists as I go. I also slip in songs from the present as well. I introduce this segment with the song Gay Spirit by Charlie Murphy, from the 1979 album Walls to Roses. It's one of my favorite gay anthems, and here's just a little more of it.
It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love.
First up tonight is Monica Grant. Monica recorded three albums in the late 80s and early 90s, and I'm going to play two songs from her last album, released in 1995. The album is called Paradisiac. She defines the title as a person with an abnormal need to take other people's artistic endeavors and mess with them. And that's exactly what she did. She took Sam Cooke's Wonderful World and the Angels' classic My Boyfriend Back and gave them lyrics with her own twist. Here are the newly titled PC Dyke and Boyfriend.
Don't know much about astrology, don't know much about recovery, don't know much about herbs or quartz, I don't know much about tofu or sports, but I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about global relations or alternative fertilization. Don't know if on our backs is really outrageous. Look at the pictures and I turn the pages. But I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, darling, I ain't claiming to be a PC type, but I'm trying to be. Well, maybe by being a PC type, baby, you'd fall in love with me. Don't know if I have arrived. Don't know much about my past lives. Don't know much about lesbian sex. Know what I like, I'll figure out the rest. But I do know that I love you. And if this girl could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. La ta 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 ta.
Astrology.
Hung around and slept with me every night. When I said I wouldn't commit to you, you said some things that weren't very nice. You said my boyfriend's back and I'm gonna be bisexual.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
He's coming back, better take home all your dildos.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You say you've been hurt, well that's just a tale.
Hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Well, look out now, I'm growing back my nails.
Hey,
drives a Maserati, and his family throws big parties. Hey, my boyfriend's back.
La Leila,
my boyfriend's back.
La Leila,
so my boyfriend's back.
La Leila.
Have you ever driven a Maserati? It's the most incredible car. And his parents, they have a huge hot tub. It is so cool. What can I say? I feel confused, but what's a girl to do? I mean, I like those hot springs you went to, but they have a timeshare. Brad, I'd like you to meet Moonstar.
Monica Grant's album was produced by Teresa Chandler, who also sings, and I've played her on my show in the past, and together they've recently been doing a musical comedy act. Since there will be so many obscurities heard on this show, I thought those of you on the internet would like to be able to see photos of the artists and recordings and view the playlist, so I've set up a special web page just for this show. It's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage. And I'll repeat this address later in the show. On tonight's show, I have three special interviews. I can hardly believe it myself. The first one is with Dennis Hensley. Dennis is kind of a gay Renaissance man. Seems like he does it all. He wrote a very funny book a couple years ago called Misadventures in the 213, which is about life in West Hollywood. 213 is the area code. And he does scads of celebrity interviews. If you read The Advocate, many of the interviews with celebrities are done by Dennis, and they are very good. He has a real breezy style that just makes them fun to read. And if that's not enough, in 1999 he released a CD, and it was good enough for a song from it to be nominated for a Glamma Award at the Gay and Lesbian American Music Awards. I met him at the event last year, and you know what? He's even a nice guy. So recently I got him to record for me some comments about his CD. It's called The Water's Fine, and I asked him how he picked that song for the title.
Well, originally I was going to call it Afterthoughts after the last song on the record, and one night I played a bunch of songs for a friend of mine who was interested in hearing them, and at the end of them he goes, "You picked the wrong song for the title." And I said, "Well, why? And he goes, "Well, the album's much more upbeat and positive and hopeful than the song that you picked to name it, so I think you should call it The Water's Fine." And I thought about it for a while, and then I sort of realized that maybe he was right, and so we changed it all kind of at the last minute, shot new pictures. It was like a whole reimagining of it. But I like the song, A, because it's sort of upbeat and inviting, and it's got a nice image to it, and there's a lot you can play with. So I thought that, And it's the sort of message of it is that, you know, you can trust me, or, you know, things are going to be all right. And so that was the reason I chose it.
Oh, baby, you and I, out underneath
should come up laughing, splashing in the night. Oh yeah, 'cause if we try, there ain't no telling, baby, what we'll find. Put your hand in mine, the water's fine. And if you like tonight, just stay forever, baby, baby, can't you see? The water's fine, yeah, so take a little dip inside. I bet you come up laughing, splashing.
I also asked Dennis about his song, Against the Grain.
I think it's a song for anyone who feels bad because they're different. And it can apply to being gay or anything, actually. You
do. In your heart you've always known what is true. And if people who think in stereotypes don't know what to make of you, they can say what they want to say. I'm gonna love you anyway. Oh, let them say you're strange and different. At least they'll never be able to call you plain. And don't you ever feel ashamed. There's no need to explain. Going against the grain. Against the grain.
Well, you know, I've gotten some nice feedback that it's moved people and that it's connected to them. And it's weird because when you're working on it, you know, you listen to it in your car or in the studio, and it's all about, you know, the technique and, oh, that could sound better and I'm flat or whatever. But then I remember putting it in the cassette player in my bathroom and listening to it out of context, and actually I heard it in a different way, and I thought, God, that guy's spilling his guts, man. Like, so I guess I was kind of struck by, when you're working on it, it's all about the process, but then you realize, wow, I kind of, you know, I opened myself up a little here. So I hope that it can touch those things in other people.
You can find out more about Dennis Hensley and his CD, The Water's Fine, at his very cool website, www.DennisHensley.com. I'm going to jump now back to 1964 to play a song by a duo who, as far as I know, are straight. They were known as Bruce and Terry. Bruce Johnston was later a member of the Beach Boys, and Terry Melcher was a musician who just happened to be the son of Doris Day. Together, they recorded a number of mild hits using the surf sound popular in the early 60s. They also recorded an unreleased demo, which is kind of a mystery. Now, I remember the song, Here Comes Summer, but the mystery is why they recorded it as if a girl were singing it.
Surf City, here we come now. We're gonna have some fun, fun, fun now. Here comes summer. School is out, a happy day. Here comes summer. Time to throw your books away. Here comes summer. We'll go surfing every day and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. Here comes summer. Almost June, the sun is bright. Here comes summer. Drive-in movies every night. Double features. Lots more time to hold you tight and let the sun shine bright on my happy summer home. I've been in school for a long, long time, reading history and dreaming of the boy that I hope I'll find. That's why summer means so much to me. We'll go walking down the beach some starry night. Then he'll kiss me, and maybe he just might say, let's go steady. And he'll make everything alright, 'cause in the summertime there's a boy for every girl. Here comes summer. Yeah, here comes summer. Here comes summer.
Now, except for the line, in the summertime there's a boy for every girl, it would have been the perfect queer surf record that I wish I could have heard back then. Well, now there is a genuine queer surf song. It's called Boys on the Sand, and it's on the debut CD by Clark Carlton called Saltwater. I've been in contact with Clark, and I've been able to get some recorded comments about his music. Here's what he said about Boys on the Sand.
You know, there are this group of guys that I think of as the Boys on the Sand. They all love to party. They're a really fun group. We play volleyball. Some of us surf. We swim. I see those guys most every weekend. I love them all. When I went through this big breakup, they welcomed me into their group with their bronze, brawny arms. I just love those guys, and I had to write a love song to them.
My boys on the sand. And the sweat will pour down. And when the disco closes, we can really go to town. I'm looking for someone to really flip my lid. Someone for the long run, maybe we can raise a kid. Until I find that boyfriend, I'll be singing in the band. Weekends I'll have
my boys on the
I also asked Clark about his song called Love Song to Whomever.
That song is kind of like a personal ad, in a way. I mean, that's not why I wrote the song. I mean, you know, I still managed to get plenty of dates without having to place personals so far. But, it came out of the desire to want to write a love song to somebody and having no one to write it to. Mm-hmm. So I wrote it to whomever.
He likes my looks. Sometimes he even sings to me and my dog he likes. He goes on hikes. He kisses sweet and deeply.
Must be earned, but if it was-
late at night, he holds me tight. We whisper in a cold fool's eye. Don't know when I'm needing my, don't know when I'm wasting this love song to whomever it's floating on the air like a prayer, like a prayer, just like an honored prayer, a
and he gets a little more melancholy in his song, Most of All.
Most of All is written to my ex. It's a song about someone you know you can never be with him again. You know you shouldn't be with him again, and you know that you shouldn't have been with him in the first place. But if you're honest with yourself, he's the one that you really love the most and still love the most after all this time, and no one else has really been able to replace him, at least not yet anyway.
Another morning and no goodbye kiss. It's lunch for one again and you I miss. Another movie and no hand to hold. My own hand naked with no band of gold. A day slips by, and so do I slip by. Oh, the days are slipping by. A Halloween with no costume of reed. Another Yuletide and no Christmas tree. A February with no Valentine. Another summer full of empty sunshine. A year slips by, but you can bet your bottom dollar I won't pass your way again. My fist and taller. Oh, I steal myself a conjure ball of my mind. But the truth is, simple truth is, though you're a cruel man, played me for a royal fool, I'm missing you here tonight. Another bar still and another drink. Another face and in a moment's blink. Another body in another bed. An hour later and that body's fled. Slipped away into the dark, the dark. Slipped into the dark. A cup of coffee with a friend of a friend. I sit in a Starbucks thinking never again. A resume and a short history. Opera tickets and would I be free? I slip away. But you can bet your bottom dollar I won't be at your front door. Raise your fist and holler, but I'm better off alone but standing tall. But the truth is, simple truth is,
years since the fall, since you swung that wrecking ball by, still love you most of
Finally, I asked Clark what the feedback has been from his CD.
I'll tell you what I love is that my CD has been selling through word of mouth. It's like I sent out a lot of free copies of it to friends of mine on various internet discussion lists, and other people have been buying it because they heard it at somebody else's house or somebody else told them that it was good. And the one thing that I hear over and over again is that people like the music, that it attracts them right away, and then they discover that these are songs that have meanings that continue to unfold, you know, and that's how I wrote them. I mean, they're not easy songs. I mean, they're not they're more reflective. I mean, some of them are brooding, some of them are happy, but all of them are real thoughtful, and every single one of them came right from my heart. And I wanted to write about the gay experience without being political or without saying, hey, I'm a gay artist. I wanted to do it in a sort of natural way, in the way that just occurs to me. Mm-hmm. It would be, I probably would have been a singer-songwriter years and years ago, but I would have had to stuff myself in the closet and write my songs to somebody, you know, named Suzanne or something like that. And just not a possibility. Couldn't have done it.
You can hear some more of the music of Clark Carlton at the CD Baby website, and be sure to check out the clip of the song he did as a tribute to Matthew Shepard.
This is Dennis Hensley.
And this is Clark Carlton.
On Queer Music Heritage.
On KPFT 90.1.
Also, be sure to listen to KPFT every Saturday night at midnight for After Hours with Jimmy Carper. It's queer radio with attitude. My spotlight artist tonight is Frances Fay. Most listeners probably have not heard of her, but she had a long career on record and as a nightclub performer. She headlined in clubs starting in the 30s and performed for the next 50 years. And though not to ignore her recordings, she had her greatest impact in live performance. Her act was peppered with double entendre and saucy jokes and comments about her looks, and she was as much a comedian as she was a singer. She was deemed a precursor, perhaps, of such artists as Bette Midler and Phyllis Diller. She was known for how quickly her act could change pace as she would tire of a song and suddenly change to another. And she made frequent, playful comments about her sexuality and was adept at switching gender pronouns in her songs. She was a particular favorite during the 50s among lesbians and gay men, and her followers were sometimes called fanatics. In 1958, she recorded one of her most famous live shows called Frances Fay, Caught in the Act, and I'm going to play two of the songs from it that were the most adored by her gay fans. The first is called Frances and Her Friends, and the other is Cole Porter's Night and Day. In between them, I made a musical collage of some bits from another of her live shows, this one recorded in San Francisco in 1980. It was an amateur recording, but I think what I've put together might give you a glimpse of why gay audiences loved her. And toward the end of Night and Day, pay attention to her own manifesto where she ad-libs Frances Fay, Gay, Gay, Gay.
I want to do a song right now that I haven't recorded, and I want you to hear the lyrics because they're very sacred. I know a guy named Willie. Willie goes with Tilly. Tilly goes with Millie. What a ball. This is not dirty, it's the way I say it. I know a guy named Joey. Joey goes with Molly. Maui goes with Jaime, and Jaime goes with Sadie, and Sadie goes with A.B., and A.B. goes with Davy, and Davy goes with Howard, and Howard goes with Charlotte, and Charlotte goes with Shirley, and Shirley goes with Pearly, and Pearly goes with Yetta. What a drag, what a drag. I'm not mad at you, but don't be mad at me. I'm not mad, I'm not mad, I'm not mad, I'm too hip to get mad, cause I know a guy, it should happen already. I know a guy named Harold. Harold goes with Sarah, Sarah goes with Irving, and Irving goes with Marty, and Marty goes with Vivi, and Vivi goes with Cuddles, and Cuddles goes with Susie, and Susie goes with Sammy, and Sammy goes with Tiny, and Tiny goes with Jimmy, and Jimmy goes with Timmy, and Timmy goes with Johnny, and Johnny goes with Donnie, and Donnie goes with Alani. Aloha, oi, aloha. I know a girl named Shirley. Shirley goes with Helen, and Helen goes with Janie, and Janie goes with Mamie, and Mamie goes with Angelo, and Angelo goes with Robin, and Robin goes with Jaime, and Jaime goes with Seymour, and Seymour goes with Georgie, and Georgie goes with Orgy. I'm not mad at you! Don't be mad at me! I'm not mad, I'm not mad, I'm not mad, I'm too hip to get mad, cause I know a guy, he likes to shake, rattle and roll, shake, shake, rattle and roll, shake and rattle and roll, and shake, shake, rattle and roll, and shake and rattle and roll, and roll and roll and roll and roll and rock, rock and rock and rock, rock and rock, rock and rock and rock and rock, rock Elvis Presley around the block, cause I'm the block, cause I know a guy. Well, all right, okay, well, all right, I'm in love with you, well, all right, Joe Williams, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. I know a gal that lives up on the hill. I know a gal that lives up on the hill. She has three French poodles and they never sit still. Well, all right, dig, 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 well, all right, chop, 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 well, all right, oh, 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 well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, well, all right, cause I know a guy, I know a guy, I know a guy, his name is Willie.
Is anybody straight in the room? What did Herb Cain say? He's such a closet queen. He said that when I appear, every dyke will be here. How dare he? How about my gay friends?
Someday I'll wish upon a star. Wake up for the clouds. Up far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops, way above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me. Somewhere over the rainbow, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why, then oh why, can't I
Johnny Mathis, wherever she is. Always play this for John. No? You can roll me, Steve.
I'm not much to look at. Nothing to see. Just that I'm living. Lucky to be. I got a guy. Crazy for me. She's crazy. You know the rest. Was I gay? Till today. Now he's gone. And we're through. He found out I was a Jew. People stop and stare. You know.
I want you to hear this next song that I recorded that I never do on account of the gay kids. There is one word, and I want you to hear the song. It's really a wild song. There is heaven right here on earth with those beautiful queens. I never do that song either. It's such a drag. And now, may I do my very first recording. Naturally, my favorite song, with all due respect to Cole Porter. Hey! Do-de-a! Do-da-do-do-de-a! 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 Do-de-a-a-a! Go now! Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick-tick-tock of the stained clock as it stands against the wall. Like the drip, drip, drip of the raindrops when the summer shower is through. So a voice within me keeps repeating you, 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 night and day. You are the one, only you beneath the moon and under the sun. Whether near to me or far, makes no difference, darling, where you are. I think of you night and day, day and night. Why is it so that this longing for you follows wherever I go? In the roaring traffic's boom, in the silence of my lonely room, I think of you night and day, day and night. Under the height of me, there's a low, such a hungry yearning burning inside of me. And its torment won't be through till you let me spend my life making love to you day and night. Night and day. Day and night. Night and day. Uh-oh. Oh-oh. Like the beat, beat, beat of the tom-tom when the jungle shadows fall. Like the tick, tick, tock of a steady clock as it stands against the wall. The crazy wall, the mad, mad wall, the Michigan wall. Hey, go, 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 go. Night and day, ole, ole. What is there to say? Francis Fay. Gay, gay. Gay, gay. Is there another way? Let me hear it now. Let me hear it now. Let me hear it now. Like the beat, beat, beat. Like the beat, beat, beat. Like the beat, beat, beat. Night and day. Dave Garraway. Today's the day. Mary Kay. Johnny Ray. My first cousin, his name is Danny Kay. My kid brother in Chicago, his name is Marty Fay. Oy vey. One more time. Like the beat, beat. beat night and day. Oh, 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 Francis Fay.
On record, Francis Fay covered a wide range of musical territory that included swing songs, mellow ballads, novelties, rock and roll songs, folk songs, and a highly acclaimed three-album jazz recording of Porgy and Bess with Mel Torme. She retired in 1981 and died in 1991 at age 79, survived by her female longtime companion. There's a book by James T. Sears called Lonely Hunters, which is about lesbian and gay life in the South from 1948 through 1968. One of the men interviewed reminisced about the club scene then and about Francis Fay's Caught in the Act album. He said, "That was a very popular album among us. It was a big deal that she was so blatant, so publicly open. We had so little. This was so precious." You can see photos of Francis Fay and find links to many of the websites of the artists on tonight's show on my website. Once again, it's at http://hometown.aol.com/QMHeritage.
Hi, this is Jeff Dobbins.
And Alfredo Alvarez.
Writers of Bed Boys and Beyond. And you're listening to Queer Music Heritage, a part of Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston.
Well, that little promo leads right into the last part of the show. I was in New York City last spring, and at one of the small clubs saw a gay musical called Bed Boys and Beyond. And you heard that right. I said Bed Boys and Beyond and not Bed Bath and Beyond. I loved the show. I thought the music was excellent, and lyrically, it touched on so many parts of our culture. I made contact with the show's writers and immediately asked when a CD would be released. Well, it finally made it last month and lives up to everything I saw on stage. The writers, Jeff Dobbins and Alfredo Alvarez, were nice enough to record some comments on the show for me. Here's Jeff describing the show.
Well, it's the original cast recording of a musical review that is about gay men struggling with kind of the contemporary challenges of modern gay life, you know, a gay community that's changing so fast and so rapidly that it's hard to find your footing sometimes. The CD is made up of the score of the show, which is 19 songs, and the show actually features monologues and spoken word pieces. Although we really tried to take a good look at the gay situation and some of the darker and harder aspects of it, primarily the show is humorous.
I can't resist playing the title song and got Jeff and Alfredo to comment on it as well.
The title of the show, Bed Boys and Beyond, is actually the title of a song in the show. It's about a guy who goes shopping for a husband at Bed Boys and Beyond. And, you know, we were actually a little nervous about the reception we'd get from Bed Bath and Beyond with our title.
And, of course, one night a group of employees from Bed Bath and Beyond come and watch the show. Well, long story short, they, at the end of the performance, they ran up on stage, they, you know, they had their cameras, they took pictures of the cast, they raved to us how much they loved it, and I think they even put some of the pictures in their company newsletter.
In the heart of Chelsea, there's a great big store where I pick up home decor, sometimes even more. I go shopping for a husband at Bed Boys and Beyond. A man that I can nest with, my folks will be impressed with. A dreamy, clean-cut guy with whom I long to buy furnishings for our tasteful home. You may want to take notes. My methods are precise. I cruise every section twice, appraising the goods and checking out the merchandise. I may saunter up the aisle and flash a naughty smile at a hunky cutie who is dressed in J. Crew. Or sometimes I'll share a sly come hither stare with a securities investor with a new citrus ester. I love making up pet names while choosing tasteful frames that will someday fill with photos of us. Browsing for towels to monogram, matching pillowcase and sham, dreaming of the day he meets me in designer sheets. a man to settle down with, to buy a place uptown with. I want nothing cheap or shoddy, but a real homebody, a quality homo for the home. Is there something you need?
Yeah, a good long screw.
What?
A replacement screw. Like this one?
Over there. Near the stud finders.
Thanks.
All that hardware so exciting that I nearly blow a gasket as I take his inventory and eye his brimming basket. I know he'll understand when I offer a hand with his package. Whoa, I'm shopping for a husband at Bed Boys and Beyond. The man who I'll move in with, commit a mortal sin with. Every tchotchke that we find is another tie to bind us for eternity.
As for the future of the show, it's our hope that this recording will bring the show to a much wider audience than could ever have fit into the theater we were playing in New York, and that the show will get a chance to be seen also in other parts of the country and maybe other parts of the world. We've had some requests, so keep your fingers crossed that Bed Boys and Beyond will be at a theater near you.
Well, Houston audiences won't have to wait long. Joe Watts of Theater New West is following up his successful production of Dirty Little Show Tunes with the first production outside of New York of Bed Boys and Beyond, starting in April. And you can check on the CD for the original show at www.dinkrecords.com. I want to thank you all for tuning in tonight, and I especially want to thank Dennis Hensley, Clark Carlton, Jeff Dobbins, and Alfredo Alvarez for the interviews. If you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, including maybe where to track them down, I'd be glad to help. So please email me at qmheritage@aol.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Lesbian and Gay Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with another installment of Queer Music Heritage. I'm closing with one of my favorite tracks from Bed Boys and Beyond. Here is Gay Today.
Will I find love and friendship in this new day? Will some of the stigma and blame finally fall away from being gay today? Will I at last feel I'm safe living out and open? Do I have the heart or the hope to help me cope with being gay today? Gay soon become passé, a verbal antique. Will gay become chic or both? And
flags bearing rainbow flags are everywhere. Will gay be so common people just won't care that we are gay today?
Will all of the strides we have made bring on a new day?
Can backlash and fear begin sweeping them away?
Has gay become cliché?
Will I love lots of men?
Will I ever get married?
Will I find the man that I am searching for?
Will I
know lasting love and more?
Will I find a home where I am safe and that is warm and loving?
I'd like to have
I need a family sharing love and life.
Will I be protected by those I've elected? And will we be guided, at last united?
Will men that are frightened soon be enlightened? Will hatred and fear at last disappear
and be replaced
with love?
As I move toward a future that from here seems so unclear, can I find my way and make a difference too?
Can I
contribute?
I'd like to change this world.
Can I succeed
in making a better world for me? Will I ever feel I belong? Can I find happiness in myself? When will I find love for life? Will there be more death than strife? Will I
just
feel I belong?
Will I see myself?
Some of the stigma.